A Friday funeral turned violent today for a man shot dead 2 weeks ago during one of Bahrain's near daily anti-government protests. Hardly the best backdrop for a Formula One Grand Prix. But the racetrack is some way away in the desert. The police say they will ensure team safety, and the decision to go ahead rests with Formula One bosses.
Mr. Eccleston, we heard something from the FIA this morning about Bahrain. You've been in with team bosses. What's being discussed about Bahrain?
Nothing.
So we're going to Bahrain?
Yes, of course.
The row over Bahrain's Grand Prix goes well beyond sport. It's worth an estimated £25 million to Formula One, and it takes place on a circuit which cost £92 million to build. The Bahraini royal family owns around 50% of Formula One team McLaren, so there's a lot at stake if the race was to be cancelled. So now it's going ahead. The question is, will it aggravate or will it defuse the highly charged atmosphere in Bahrain's troubled villages? The fundamental conflict is between those who support the Sunni ruling elite and those who oppose them. Sectarian divisions are growing. Today, this CCTV video emerged of a Sunni mob looting a Shia-owned supermarket. The police appear to be colluding with looters, apparently warning them of the cameras. Tonight, Bahrain announced a full investigation has been launched. Bahrain's civil unrest is not going away. As protests continue, Amnesty International says the human rights crisis there is not over. The opposition fears the government will exploit the Grand Prix to delay reform.
They might abuse it not to move ahead because they will feel they have more space now because they have communicated to the international community everything is normal in Bahrain. Unfortunately, this is the mentality of dictatorship.
Bahrain's police are coming increasingly under attack. On the night this was filmed this week, a pipe bomb sent seven officers to hospital. Many want to see the government take a tougher line with rioters.